He didn't bother to plug the geese. So he just put them right in. What they did was, you know, he dig a sand. And then you make a fire in the sand. A large fire. And heated the sand and shifted over again and all that. And after he satisfied there was enough heat, then he put all the geese in. Head first and stick out the feet. He didn't pluck them. So he buried them with this hot sand. Hot, very hot sand. And he left them there. Nobody says how many he got, but there were lots. And after he buried them and he left them there, and he says it should take a long time to cook. In the meanwhile, he says, I might as well take a nap. So he did that. So in order for him to sleep, he knows that there would be some animals traveling by or anything. They may have steel. He's aware that there would be foxes, there would be something, even human. So he decided to sleep for a while. Where he chose the place to sleep was right on top of the riverbank. The riverbank was not that high, really. So he decided to have a guard. Somebody should keep an eye on his cooking. So in order to do that, and there was nobody around, so he talks to his real inn and he says, well, you watch. So he lay down his bum to the riverside and he says, you watch and let me know if anybody steal my food. And it so happens so he fall asleep. It's late in the afternoon. And he went to sleep. Usually the geese, when they are cooked like that, it probably take about an hour or so. But with the feathers in them and all, it'll take a bit longer. And so happened that there were some human around. There were some people around there. They do were looking for some food. They were hunting. This was a famous place for them to hunt. That's why they were traveling this small river, small creek. And this year there were about two canoes, two, maybe three. What the native people used to do in those days were they used to drift along the river, and then if they see the ducks or geese on the river, they would stop. And then they would sneak from the shore and shoot the geese with the bow and arrow. So that's what they were doing. They were just sort of drifting down the river, and the guy that sit in front of the canoe always look ahead. So if they see a geese, and they will back up. And then they will go into the shore and sneak upon the geese. And this is what they were doing. The leader of the canoe was just keeping his eye open. And then this is a famous place here. There's usually lots of geese. And slowly coming down, they don't even move. Just very slowly. And the man kept looking on the water. There's nothing. The lake, the pond was empty. There was nothing. Except that he saw somebody was sleeping on the bank. Somebody was laying there. The bum side was exposed. And he watched. Then all of a sudden he recognized. He gave a sign to back down, to back up. So they back up into the shore, and he says, there's nothing there, he says. There's nothing, no geese, no nothing. The only thing I saw there, I'm sure, is somebody sleeping out there. You see his bum sticking out.